Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Debriefing Time, the CISV podcast where we talk about everything from our CISV experiences to our daily lives. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Make It Make Sense. We hope that you're as ready as we are to dive right into our thoughts and frustrations dealing with the pandemic. It's me, Kara, from the D-Team, and I'm very happy to have with us here Liana as we talk about how much we wish for this pandemic to end. Like, seriously, is that too much to ask?
Debriefing time.
Hi, Liana.
Mask. Is that
mask?
Too
much? Is that mask? Too mask?
I like the title. Hey, Kara.
Do you see? Yeah, I'm really flattered to have you as our guest because DT is your brainchild, right? Like,
yeah,
you birthed this idea.
Yeah, and it was born out of this pandemic, I don't know, inspired by, you know, like trying to connect with other people during this time. And now we're going to be talking about this time.
Exactly. Yeah. This time, we're going to be talking about this time. Yeah. Okay, that made no sense. So, I don't know if you know this, but as of August 27, which was a day before we filmed this, there have been 205,581 total cases of COVID-19 just here in the Philippines. Isn't that crazy? That's crazy.
Yeah, honestly, like, it's not that I'm not paying attention to the news. It's just that it's the same thing every day. Like, new cases upon new cases. And now we're at 200,000.
Yeah,
so
like 200 would have been like, oh, 200, but that's like 200,000.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But yeah.
And
it's just going up and up every day. It's like, I remember the time when we only were talking about like hundreds of cases a day.
Yeah.
And now it's like, to add on to every day, there's 5,000 cases, 4,000 cases. It's like,
yeah,
big increments.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. And like, I know that there have been talks of vaccines and everything, but like, are we really gonna just sit around and wait for a vaccine to come before we can go back to like our daily lives? Like, you know, the saying new normal, like everyone talks about this new normal. Like, sometimes I'm just like, oh my God, new normal again. Like, is that all we're gonna talk about? We're not gonna like try to fix things. But then before, I used to be really frustrated about how we had to adjust to this whole virus and this whole pandemic. But then, you know, it's better than going back to how it was before and it getting worse and worse and worse, right?
Yeah, I agree. It's like, I don't know, like, you, I think we were talking about this a while ago, really, like the who, the WHO was the one who said, right, don't wait around for a vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, the call out was so
And there are other countries who have been faring pretty well without the vaccine.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Of all the protocols that they've been taking. So
yeah, so there's no excuse. There's really no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you mentioned protocol, and I think that this is what this episode is really going to focus on. So, like, yeah, we can't wait around for a vaccine, but then there are things that we can do about it. So, what do you think about, like, social distancing?
Yes, social distancing. I mean, I think it's very important. Obviously, like, that's one of the things that that they've been prescribing, like you have to stay how many feet away?
Six feet away.
Yeah. And it's it's cute. Like, I've been seeing, I don't know if you've seen those signs in like Times Square and Broadway, but they were like they were making references to musicals and just telling people to stay 6 feet away. I think that's pretty cute. Pretty creative as well.
No, and like, you know, in those parks, right? Like, they have I don't know if you've seen those. They're like circles on the grass that are like, like 6 feet apart also.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Pretty creative, right?
Yeah.
Social distancing, honestly, like, well, this is just one of my thoughts that I've just remembered now. I was thinking really like, it's actually a privilege for us to practice social distancing. I mean, it's so very true. Easy for us to practice this protocol, but then I'm thinking about the people who can't, especially here in our country, where, you know, some places are so populated, so dense, like some households have like 6 members in a house, and the house is just really small, so they can't even practice social distancing. So I think that's also something that we should, you know, like take into consideration.
That's so true. Like I keep thinking about it also. We're actually so comfortable. Like, yeah, we can complain about all of these things. Like, we can complain about not having to go out. We can complain about that. But then when you look at the bigger picture, we're really so comfortable here in our homes. We're like really safe. And then there are people, like what you said, like they have no other choice but to like skip these protocols. Because like, I think like the bigger institutions and like the whole system just isn't supporting these safety protocols for the less fortunate or the more troubled people.
Something like that. Exactly. Yeah, and I agree, like these people really have to skip these protocols because they're really fighting to survive. You know, like these people are really, they live on the daily wage, if you could even call it a wage, honestly.
Yeah, it's not enough at all.
Yeah, they don't even, some of them don't even live on the wage, right? And like this pandemic has really taken a toll on, you know, on the poor. And it's just, yeah, we are really comfortable right now. We are recording this episode. I have my air conditioner on. Know, like, it's just I'm honestly like it's very tiring to see, you know, the inadequate response of the higher ups. And system. Yeah, I open up. Yeah, because like honestly, I was mentioning it a while ago, like I sometimes don't even pay attention that much to the news anymore because it's the same thing every day, and you know, I'm becoming quite desensitized to what's happening, if even if that's how I would call it. And I feel really bad. It just goes to show like how privileged I am, how comfortable I am right now. Like I don't have to think of my like my next meal because I know there will be one. When there are people who are really like finding ways to, you know, to get by during this time. It's so many things about it, you know. And yeah,
it's just there's this one frustration I have though, like do you know those posts on like Facebook or like the ones that circle around social media of like the Filipino resilience, you know, those?
Oh my gosh,
like
give me a
isn't
break.
It so frustrating, right? It's like they're romanticizing the idea of the struggle that most people are having, but then like they're not doing anything about it. Like they shouldn't even be going through these extreme measures to just like get an education, to get food on their table, right?
Yeah, like the Filipino resiliency, oh my gosh, I've heard that so many times, like since so many typhoons ever since, right? I always talk about the Filipino resiliency when I mean we can be better. Like we not like we can have a better spirit, but you know, like we don't need to always be fighting for our lives. Well, not even us, like those who have to fight to
survive. Exactly.
Yeah, and it's just I've had enough of it, like honestly, like poverty porn and that's how they call it. And I mean, like these stories, like, you know, we can, a lot of people like draw inspiration from it. Like, wow, like you're, you know,
it's so inspiring.
So inspiring, right?
Good job.
Exactly. But there are actually, there are systems that are oppressing them and preventing them from actually like getting a good education or, you know, getting a job that actually pays a living wage. right? Mm-hmm. So I think yes. NBI.
Lock door.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so back to the topic of like social distancing. Yeah. I mean, like, when you go out, social distancing, okay, first of all, try not to go out. But like,
I don't go out. Do you guys?
I mean, like, to go to the grocery to buy some yeah. stuff, you know? But yeah. then, like, when you do go out, like, if you have to, because mm-hmm. I remember before, okay, with all the CQs and all that, the community quarantines that we're having, which I don't even know which one we're on right now. I remember during ECQ, you needed, like, a quarantine pass. So, like, only yeah. one person per household could go yeah. out. But now yeah. it's just, like, I don't know, like, maybe free for all. Like, everyone's just going out. I mean, like, right? Like, yeah. don't you see people going out, like, to go out with their friends and all that? Like, to eat Ooh. Out
Is this a stuff?
No, no, man.
Yeah. But, like, during, when it was ECQ, because I know we're not, are we on ECQ? You know what? I feel so bad that we
I
are
really
not.
Don't know.
I'm not even aware.
Yeah, because like the last update I heard, we were on MECQ, but then like just a while ago, my mom was just like, "Oh yeah, no, it's GCQ," and I was just like,
"Oh,
ECQ, are we on?"
Oh yeah, I think we were put on MECQ like earlier this month,
and yeah, it's, yeah, like, a few
it's
weeks ago.
Quote unquote expired. Like we, like it's right. Yeah, because they declare it like every how many days. Like they update the protocols and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah, like I think when they first declared GCQ, so that's like the more relaxed one, right?
Yeah, the
general,
most relaxed.
General community quarantine for
yeah,
our
for the listeners.
Yeah, I would see a lot of people like going out, like you can see it on their Instagram stories, and I'm like, whoa, okay. Yeah. Like I would really want to go out. And you know, not a call out, but maybe a lot of my friends who are listening to this. It's like I see these people going out, putting it online, seeing their friends, and then like wow, like it's really such a privilege for us to see our friends during this time. Yeah. And if we do get COVID, for example, from like going out, we know that we have the means to
recover, yeah, to get treated. Maybe.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah, like we have the means, we may have the connections if ever like hospitals are full.
Yeah,
right?
That's so true.
But like we have the means, but thinking about that, like you get infected and let's say you're on the way home, you pass by other people, and these people, what if they don't have the means
yeah
to get treated? So I think it's just, you know, just being a bit aware of that because like not everyone has the means to be treated.
Not all about you.
Yeah, and the our nice. Healthcare system is failing as if it hasn't already been failing for past so many years. And
yeah,
you know, with everything circulating about that agency, you know, like I mean, NBI.
Open up. Oh no.
Yeah, like it's there's just so much things that play into it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like difficult, not really difficult, but yeah, like a lot of connections, like you have the means, but other people don't have the means. Like the healthcare system is full and failing.
Failing.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's you know, like we want our institutions, our systems, our government to be better. But of course, change cannot happen so fast, like overnight.
Not overnight, yeah.
I think especially us, the privileged, the educated, we know what these protocols are about, and we know the consequences maybe better than other people do. So we really need to follow them honestly, because it's just a matter of like I don't know, helping each other out na lang during this time.
And honestly, it's just compassion. Like, exactly. Compassion and empathy for other people other than yourself, right?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Don't be so selfish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know, it's hard. Like, you want to see your friends. And I'm like, I want to see my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's, you know, while we are still under these circumstances, like, we don't want anything to get, you know, worse.
Ooh,
so
jinx.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, so I think we really need to follow these protocols, and you know, I wish things would get better. Mm-hmm. I wish it wasn't just us doing our part, but you know, like, what else can we do mm-hmm. really. Yeah
mm-hmm. But, like, you know, speaking of, you know, not only looking out for ourselves, like, looking out for other people, what do you think about, like, those people who panic buy, or, like, those people who don't wear masks? You know how, like, I think I saw this on the news once. It didn't happen here in the Philippines, but, like, in other countries, there are people protesting the use of masks. Like,
where?
What? Like,
where? Who's the country?
You know, somewhere.
Yeah.
But then, right? Isn't that so crazy? Like, I think about it, and it's just like you just have to, like, there are no thoughts in your brain, or, like, no words can formulate to, like, explain.
Yeah.
Like, what? Even now, I can't think of the words to explain how I feel towards it.
It's
isn't it so simple? That's what I feel like. It's like, it's so simple mm-hmm. to just put on a mask and go about mm-hmm. your day if you have to.
Yeah. Yeah, when I've been seeing the news about that, like, I'm really trying to rationalize, like, why? Like, why can't they wear masks?
What is the reason?
What's the reason? I haven't looked extensively into it, but I know it has a lot to do with politics, especially if we're talking about the same country, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and I think, like, I mean, like, wearing masks, like, really is very, very important. Very important. I know the scientific basis behind it. I'm not sure. Maybe these mm-hmm. people, you know, don't believe in science. I hope more people believe in science, really.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. But actually, an interesting thing about masks is that not only do you protect yourself, but also you protect others, because I read this article, not really an article, maybe an Instagram comment, especially if we think about people who can't wear masks. Like, there are differently abled people who just can't wear masks. Like, I read a comment, like, some people with autism don't feel comfortable wearing masks. So I think, like, we have to wear masks also, like, in case, like, for them, you mm-hmm. know?
For the people who can't, yeah.
For the people who can't, to protect ourselves and to protect them too. And, yeah, like, thinking about these people who are also, like, immunocompromised, mm-hmm. You know, like, it's just common courtesy. I don't know.
Yeah.
How else to explain it, really.
Yeah. It's just, like, common decency. Exactly. Common mm-hmm. courtesy.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, the same thing goes, I guess. Like, I remember, there was this whole meme going around, also not in our country, but, like, about, you know, how people were hoarding toilet paper and all of that. And, like, I guess in a local context, like, things that were selling out right away were, like, alcohol and masks, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, I don't get why people, I mean, okay, I kind of get why people, like, stock up and, you know, buy these things. Because, of course, like, there's panic and all of that. Mm-hmm. But then it's, like, it, like, came to the point where, like, they had to put a limit on how much things you can buy.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like the zombie apocalypse or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. I agree. I think we've been, not something that we've been panic buying, but it's like, for, I guess, like, for my family, we also buy a lot. So it's just, like, one go, and mm-hmm. we don't have to come back to the grocery.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do agree. Like, I remember when, like, earlier, into this quarantine, like when supermarkets haven't placed like limits yet on how many bottles of alcohol you can buy. Like people would post like photos of like these people who are, you know, who are like looking at empty shelves because they haven't been able to, you know, to buy bottles of alcohol.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I haven't really, maybe there's like a science behind it. I would be really interested to, you know, to know more about it. But I think it's just like instinct.
Yeah, really, that's true.
Like human instinct, yeah. So that you don't have to go out anymore and risk yourself of, you know, getting infected. So,
yeah, I agree. But then I really feel like people need to stop like thinking just about themselves, like, right? I mean, that's honestly the root of the, like, of almost all the problems. It's like everyone's just so selfish. Like we really need to take this time to like think about how our actions aren't just like the consequences we face for our actions won't just be upon us, but like upon everyone, that everyone around us, right?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know, like, for me, it's just this, this is just like a capitalist system where we are really taught to, like, you know, me. It's all about you know, my survival. I can buy this because I have the money, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And it's right there. Like, I can just take it.
Yeah, like, it's, our society has grown to be so, like, individualistic. These are, like, the things I've reflected on in quarantine, you know?
Yeah,
like,
right?
I'm an only child. I'm just, like, reflecting and everything. And yeah, like you can't help but also see like on social media how people are really like pointing fingers, blaming others for this happening. And I'm just, you know, like this is all new to us. Like I've never thought that I'd have to live in a pandemic. Like,
right?
I thought it was just something you would read in like, you know, history books.
I know, like,
we're living in history right now, and like, it's like this meme. I really wish I wasn't living in history right now.
No, you think about it, it's like, wow, history is so interesting.
Yeah,
like, I'm just like, oh, I take it back. honestly thought like we'd experience a zombie apocalypse before like anything like this, right? I mean,
oh my gosh, Oh, imagine if we do.
Okay, never mind. Kara, I take that back also.
Take that back. Yeah. But really, like, this pandemic has really shown how broken the systems are, honestly. Yeah,
you know what? That's so true.
Yeah, it's really time for, you know, it's really time for change. In everything, like from the systems in place to even the way we think, but also the systems in place influence the way we think. So
and the systems in place again.
Yeah, it's just reinforcing each other. What do you call
that? That's so
true. It's like a sociology thing. I'm not even gonna mention it because I might get it wrong. But
just that one.
Yeah, like social construction of society? I don't know.
Okay.
Social construct, something like that. Yeah.
But I see you. Mm-hmm. I see you. Yeah.
Liberal arts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, I think this is a good way, I think, to end, like, the podcast for today. Like, just on that note of, like, using this time to rethink, like, the problems that we see. Because I think we've gotten used to kind of seeing problems as like something so simple. Like if we're faced with this problem, like it's just like that's the problem. But then what you said earlier, like it's really in the system that reinforces all of these thinking, these habits, right? Like it's really such a larger scale than we actually think. So it's the same thing. Like, we can feel uncomfortable in these times, but then like it's not just about us. It's like about such a bigger picture, like with cases on the rise and like I'm really scared to like it's scary to think that we might go even past 300,000 cases, you know, at some point, like if things don't change, like, man, I just like, you know, you feel really jealous of those countries that are going back to normal.
I know, like I see my friends who live in other countries and they're going to like the nightclub and I'm like
the nightclub
social distancing over there and like wow, you know, but yeah, like I agree with you. A lot of the problems that, you know, we face, like, intersect. There are always like intersections.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like with people losing their homes, it has something to do with, like, you know, not being able to get a living wage.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things like also flow out from there, like maybe, you know, people who have lost a lot would also be more tempted to steal stuff, and that's another problem, like crime, you know. So a lot of things really intersect, and we need to be I think thinking about problems on a much, like, much more macro scale, but also on a micro scale, like on both, you know, on both scales.
You can't just ignore one.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of factors that influence each of the problems that, you know, we all face.
Yeah.
So whether it's like on a societal level, even on a personal level.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really looking at these intersections and seeing how we can, you know, tackle it from there. And I think, like, in times like these, when you think that, you know, all hope is lost, because it's really, you know, like, the situation is really not getting, you know, better in this
country. Yeah, like what you said earlier, we're so desensitized to it already.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, using really our privilege, not being blinded to our privilege, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah,
we have all the resources to be educated about these issues, to take action. Mm-hmm. Maybe also take action in the future.
If we can, yeah.
Yeah. But also, like, you know, it's very frustrating. You know, it's very frustrating. A lot of people have been wanting to help. There, it's been actually really nice seeing a lot of initiatives for, like, people are planning initiatives for those who, you know, who can't afford basic needs. Like, there are people, like, helping out indigenous people. Mm-hmm. Like, I know both of our orgs are, Kara, with Usbong, and also with us in CISV, the LUMAD, right?
Yeah.
Other people are helping out farmers, jeepney drivers.
Jeepney drivers also.
Those who have really lost, like, their livelihood.
Even students that don't have online resources, right? Yeah.
Right. Oh my gosh. It's just, there's so many ways. Yeah. Like, you have all of these problems and inadequate solutions, and we
inadequate solutions.
It's inspiring, really, to see a lot of people helping
out. Use their privilege.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, personally, as a development studies major, sometimes it can be overwhelming to see, like, so many problems. Like, which one do I focus on? Like, what's my
goal to
see when a lot of things intersect? And I don't know. It's just, like, collective frustration. Like, when are things going to get better?
Yeah.
And I think it's, you know, like, change takes time. I think that's something we need to remind ourselves. Of course, people will be affected along the way if you know, these things aren't addressed properly. If these things aren't addressed. But I think it's, you know, we shouldn't discredit ourselves as well for the little things that we do, because it goes goes a long way. I don't know. It's just, it's also, like, a very, I think, capitalistic thing that if we want to solve something, it has to be big. It has to be fast.
It has to be
right now. No, like, that's very, like, you know, capitalist. You know, like, things... If things have to change, and for the better, and, you know, like, have proper solutions, like, these things will obviously, you know, take time. So, it's just recognizing that, because we're all really trapped in the system of, like, now, like, something has to happen now, right?
And we're so impatient, honestly.
Exactly. It's recognizing that and giving ourselves credit, because, like, it's also affecting, I think, our mental health during this time. That's a whole other thing we can honestly talk
to talk about. Which is why you guys should stay tuned to the briefing time. We'll probably talk about those things in the future. Right? Yeah. Right?
I love that transition.
Thank you. So, yeah, I think that's a good way to conclude this podcast for today. Is there anything else you want to add, talk about?
None.
Okay,
thank you,
great.
Kara. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here, Liana.
Yeah, I love these conversations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like these are things we need to talk about, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to be talking about it with you on this platform, so we can reach other people. Yeah, you said some very, very insightful things that I'm really excited to share with the people around me. Yes.
And I thank you.
And I thank you. Yeah, so how about you listeners at home? How have you been doing your part to lessen the spread of COVID-19? And how have you been reflecting on the whole situation, you know? So on that note, we hope that you all stay safe in these times. And once again, thank you for tuning in. Until the next episode. Bye.